I can go on and on because you just got a real cool vibe, man. Yeah, we can talk and chill. We should like get coffee or something.
Yeah, we should, man. Absolutely.
We're in your house, we're in your car, we are wherever you are, playing you the rest of the best in gospel music.
Hi, my name is Apostle Burl Howard, and guess what? You're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Ernest Pugh, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio. Keep it locked right here.
On your radio. On your radio.
Soul Prosper Radio.
There you go.
Stay with me. This is Ronan Harrison.
I'm Kirk Whalen.
Hey, this is Cheryl Pepsi Riley.
I am Tashina Arnold.
And together we are chosen.
Hey, Digger. This is Fred Hammond.
This is Sherry Shepherd.
Hey, this is Percy Beatty, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
Hey everybody, I'm Dorinda Clark Cole, the Rose of Gospel, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio. Y'all keep it locked.
My name is Michelle Williams. I love hanging out with Soul Prosper Radio.
This is Kim Burrell, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
Got a real cool vibe, man.
Radio.
I don't do the most, but I do a lot. I'ma make a toast, cause we still alive. No big, I feel like Pac. I shoot a shot. I'm coming in hot. Hey, why not? Yeah, coming in hot. Just like the fajita. I write what I live. My life in the speaker. I'm nice with the flow,
nice with the,
just like the demeanor. I'm feeding my fam, I'm feeding the meter. They got the iron while I got the steamer. I bring the fire, but you never seen her. I testify, I don't need a subpoena. They want my soul, better go to Korea. I love my dog just like I'm Peter. Gotta protect him. I made the call, it was just like I'm reffing. I know we left, yeah, now we back together, but I guess that is better now, later than never. Like, what's happening? I'ma need y'all, quit asking when. Me and my wife gon' have some kids. Right now, we just practicing. Practicing. Teacher said, quit rapping, man. That gon' hurt my average. I said, thank God I ain't average. Yeah, I'm a bright young man.
Bright young man.
Kill the GPA.
GPA.
And the BPM.
BPM.
Look, we on
10.
So say what you say. Cause that's A with Lecrae. From the A train to the A. I'm coming in hot. I don't do the most, but I do a lot. I'ma make a toast, cause we still alive. No big. I feel like Pac. I shoot a shot. I'm coming in. Coming in. Shoot that. Hey, why not?
Hey, why not?
Hey. Yeah. I'm coming in.
Wake 'em up. Wake 'em up. Wake him up,
wake him up.
See him still sleeping, so I had to shake
him up.
I kept it too real.
Yeah.
I wasn't faking up.
No.
My real life was a headline.
Headline.
Your real life got a deadline.
Deadline.
My timeline was a hashtag.
Yeah.
Your timeline just a hate crime. Coming in hot.
Yeah.
Feeling like Pop.
Yeah.
Back in I-4 when he took 5 shots. Too much drive to ride your wave. Ditch my top and I'm off that lot. Black on black on black on black on black on black on black.
Black.
You don't have to ball a rap to get them racks on racks.
No.
Uber poolers trying to catch my vibe and find my way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I know I'm ratchet, but I'm really safe. Hot sauce dripping.
Drip.
Everybody wanna start dipping.
Yeah.
First, nobody wanna listen.
Shh.
Now, everybody pay attention.
Huh.
Now, everybody pay fee.
Shh.
Even Trump gotta take a knee.
Shh.
When the horn blow, y'all gon' see. Make the wall fall down like, yee, 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 yee. I don't do the most, but I do a lot.
Do it.
I'ma make a toast, cause we still alive. No big.
Nah.
I feel like Pac.
Pac.
I shoot the shot. I'm coming in hot.
Coming in hot.
Coming in hot.
Shoot that shot.
Shoot that shot.
Shoot, why not?
Hey, why not?
Ain't no big.
Ain't no big.
Feel like Pac.
Feel like Pac.
We can't
lose.
We can't stop.
We can't stop.
Yeah, coming in hot.
Coming in hot.
Coming in hot.
Coming in hot.
Shoot that shot.
Hey, why not?
Hey, why not?
Hey, watch out.
Put a little faith in it. All day, yeah, I'm stretching it. I just put a little faith in it. All day, I pray, yeah, I'm faithing it. Alright, why she put a little grace in it?
concrete and I'm straight with it. I just put a little faith in it. And I'm great, 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 crazy faith in it. Alright.
Faith on crazy makes you swole. Got it locked, got it hold. Take my faith, bet you won't. No, you won't.
I know you won't.
Power of the God, it ain't no joke. Jesus, Jesus, they were but the strong hold. He is, he was, he is to come. He got a song down. Faith on faith on faith, that's the word that I chose. Kingdom on the pillars, gon' give us what we own. Bet you had to overhead, it's not no more. Turn our life for good beside. You might wanna back up out the ride. I seen one like this before. No pump, pull up, we want the smoke.
SP Radio.
And let's go ahead and get it started. Hey, everybody, welcome back to On the Record. My very special guest today is a top-notch artist. He is the man, y'all. I'm going to read this for you really quickly, and then we're going to dive right into this interview here. We're talking about Restoration today. Restoration is not just an album, music, three-part video, narrative, or philanthropy. All combined parts are part of the ecosystem and the music of the soundtrack to that ecosystem. I want you to help me welcome the man behind the music, the ministry, and so much more, Lecrae. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how's it going? Appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely, man. We are thrilled to have you on today and talking about Restoration. It is so wonderful. So those were the PR words. You know, those were the words, you know, you put in the newspapers and magazines and everything. I want to hear from you. What is Restoration in your own words?
Yeah, restoration to me is, you know, obviously when you realize that you're fearfully, wonderfully made and created to be great, you may have, you know, made some steps along that journey that just hindered you from, you know, maximizing that. And so restoration is the idea that, you know, we're all on that journey to be the best version of ourselves that we were created to be. And so don't let any hindrance or failure in your life or setback keep you from becoming that. So we can all find restoration as long as we keep as long as we live, and we can be restored.
Wow, that's cool. And you are walking this out via a number of ways. I mean, the music, the philanthropy, a lot of things. You have a book also talking about this same thing, I Am Restored. This is your second book, Unashamed, released to almost a critical acclaim. Talk to me about the book, I Am Restored.
Yeah, I'm Restored is just the story around my own personal journey. You know, I experienced trauma, dysfunction, a lot of pain. You know, I went through a mental health crisis as well. And, you know, and going through all of those particular things, you know, I found hope and I found healing. And I want other people to realize and believe that it's possible for them as well.
Wow, that's really cool. And you're showing people that by walking your journey. Your journey is very public. You know, you're one of the most outspoken, you know, artists. And I think that comes with the territory, you know, that we all have a responsibility to have a response, you know, to the things that go on in life. And so we appreciate you saying, you know, you speak right on time. You know, you don't hold back, whether you're in the midst of difficult conversations, you know, or whether you just, you know, represent the faith. You know, I like that, like seeing that. But you're also out to prove that you're more than just a black man. Talk about how you're making that happen in the CHH space.
Well, yeah, you know, for me, I'm just trying to change the narrative and allow people to see that, you know, we can contribute and uplift the community. And you know, we're diverse and we're complex. We can invest financially, emotionally, relationally, and restoratively in our communities. And, you know, we're fathers, we're husbands, we're leaders. And so for me, it's just, you know, painting a different picture of leadership all around.
Yeah, and you know, with that leadership comes criticism, you know. Like I said a second ago, you know, part of leadership is leading the conversation, is leading the thought process, even through, especially during difficult times like we just experienced in this last year. You're regularly criticized and your motives are called into question. Do you ever get tired of that, or have you just resolved that's part for the course?
Man, I get tired of it, you know. Yeah. You definitely get tired of it. There's some days where it's are better than others, where you're just kind of like in good spirits, but you know, you might wake up on the wrong side of the bed and somebody just says something that you just are like, man, you know, I was already having a crazy day in real life, and yeah, this virtual life, y'all going crazy. So, you know, you just have to, what I've learned is not to take it seriously, is not to listen to those voices consistently, because those voices will have you believing that's your reality. And, and you know, it's not.
Wow. And speaking of your reality, you minister to prisoners, you've led COVID relief efforts, you deliver water to residents in crisis. You've done so much more than rap in this last few years. And we, you know, we're talking about the journey to restoration and being restored to, you know, God's idea of you, the original idea of you. Just talk about the process of you making the decision to be much more than a rapper named Lecrae.
Yeah, well, you know, I think similarly to being an athlete, when you're entertaining people, they feel a sense of ownership over you. And so, you know, you have to set yourself apart and diversify your life so that people don't feel as if all you do is dribble or all you do is rap, you know, all you do is entertain me. And so so you set that precedence for yourself and you create the narrative for yourself so that people see you as more than just, you know, the caricature that they have of you in their mind. And they're gonna get tired of it, and they want you to be what they want you to be, but you have your own God-given purpose, and don't let anybody, you know, take that away from you.
Yeah, and we see that because you are a rapper, you CHH. I'm gonna call you the top, you know, you're the top dog in CHH right now. You're celebrating restoration release to a number one, your ninth number one. You know, and you were Billboard's top, you were number one on Billboard, just straight up. The first rapper to do that, or was it the first Christian rapper to do that? I'm not sure. but you were that guy. You are that guy. And so you work regularly with people who are not in the CHH space, even with people who are not considered in the faith space. You regularly do that. So when did you get comfortable enough to kind of, I guess, stretch your brand out to maybe an R&B artist like Leon Bridges, or, you know, the homie Kirk Franklin? You know, he's regularly you know, working with you, but not necessarily in the CHA space. You know, he's bringing you, I guess, over into the gospel music space. So how did you get comfortable enough to put yourself in those spaces and, you know, just be free in who you are?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I have a lot of good friends and creatives around me who've always stretched me. And, you know, as I grow, I try to take my fans with me in that growth process. Mm. So, you know, when I was growing and learning that I wasn't, you know, boxed in, and I didn't just have to stay in this box, you know, that I think people wanted me to always live in. You know, it was like, hey, this is something that I really want to do, and it's okay for me. You know what I mean? And it's not, it's like, this is what I feel like needs to be done. So if you want to come with me, please feel free to come along. And if you don't, then, you know, I can't force you, but this is the journey that I know I have to make. So artistically, I knew it was important for me.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying my interview with Lecrae. We'll be back after these messages, but don't go anywhere because the interview just gets better and better. While you're at it, go ahead and tell somebody what you're listening to. Tell them to get in on this because you don't want to miss it. All right, we'll be right back after these messages, back with more from Lecrae. We kicked off the show with Lecrae and Andy Mineo is blowing up all over TikTok, coming in hot. Then we'll hear from Bria Miles with Crazy Faith. We got more good music coming. So don't go anywhere, but we'll be right back after these messages. You're listening to On The Record on Soul Prosper Radio. Hey everybody, it's Fred here, and I want to take a moment to talk financial solutions. If your financial future is not as secure as you want or need it to be, I want to introduce you to Keith Squalls of the K. Allen Financial Group. He's already helped numerous clients eliminate debt and even helped them pay off their mortgages years ahead of schedule. It's not too good to be true. It's too good to miss. Give him a call today. Tell him I sent you. The number to call is 877-888-6322. That's 877-888-6322.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's V Rose, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio with Fred Willis. Keep it live. Cool.
Hey friends, I'm national recording artist Dietrich Hatton. I'm a three-time Grammy nominee, I'm a multiple Stellar Award winner, and a Dove Award winner. But none of those awards mean anything to COVID-19. So I'm partnering with Mickey Stevenson, that's Motown's first A&R man. And we want to make sure that you're wearing your mask, you're keeping your hands clean, and you're keeping your distance, and get tested. I believe there's life after this pandemic. Our goal is to make it through it. Let's go, we can do this together.
Too many soldiers along the way. We lost Chadwick, King of Wakanda, Bobby and Gigi. Ooh, we lost a Mamba, and we lost family. A child lost a mama. It feel like the whole world is going up yonder. But I know you're watching us from up there. Up there. Let your people know you still care. Send your love now to clear the air. Oh, please, Lord.
Little supposed to be here. I was not invited. I'm not supposed to eat here. Table with my enemies, snacking on a beat here. I can see through every last one of y'all, so be clear. I talk about God, how we kings and he living us, but I keep it real. That's why the goons still feeling us. Be cool, dawg. Disrespect is not the way to deal with us. I can put you in your place, kinda like a realtor. Got some awards on me now. Got some dough on me now. Like halftime, I had some friends switch goals on me now. This session teach you a lesson if you doze on me now. Like how to depend on the Lord, cause he rose on me now. I see a generation, everybody wanna be famous. Want everybody to love you. Y'all wanna be Raymond, everybody hate truth. You gon' probably hate this, but my foundation on a rock, so I'm okay with being Chris. This world evil, it manipulate people. Like wearing a suit of armor around Magneto. RMG assembled this year like the Avengers. You would swear I'm Stan Lee, how I help you to see the vision. We ain't got a whole lot, just a few stones trying to slay a giant. In the industry that say you gotta be Goliath. Said we be nothing, but they lying. See, my faith is in what God say. I suggest you try it, it's mine. They said that I would never make it. Look at me now. I would say that they're mistaken. Look at me now. I was born broken, naked. Look at me now. I pray you see the Lord's gracious. Look at me now. Look here, the difference between me and you. Homie, that is clear as day. You trying to make a meal. I'm trying to get one away. You think you indestructible. I know that we made a clay, so I live life desperately like I'm about to die today. Cause that may be my reality. In a time where black men are seeing more and more casualties, with a bad cop or gang, I still see it a tragedy. And they upload the clips on the net for the world to see. Just to get their clicks up, they upload a beat down. Fear of being a victim make me wanna walk with heat now. But that's not the Lord's will. He's the advocate for peace now. Plus I'm already dead. Go ahead and hashtag me now. Oppression is systemic, we don't see it though. Slavery is still alive, prison is the vehicle. They don't wanna talk about it. We just wanna share our Twitter thoughts about it. Creed for that young man body that got chalk around it. Look me in my eyes, tell me what you see. When I look at you, I see somebody just like me. Made in the image of God from the dust like me. Blue breath in your body from his lungs like me. See, I'm trying to paint a picture with my words that help you see possessions and they words are not your worth. You hear me now? You hear me now? Finally reflecting greatness, boy, look at you now. They said that I would never make it. Look at me now. I would say that they're mistaken. Look at me now. I was born broken, naked. Look at me now. I pray you see the Lord's gracious. Look at me now.
You know what? The CHH community has followed your lead. You know, even, you know, whether we look at Andy Mineo or some of the others, Bizzle, you know, this is something that I'm not going to say it became common, but it became safe, I guess. You know, somebody's got to be the sacrificial lamb to do it first, or I guess to do it big, you know, so that's really good to see. And it's really good to see also how you have set yourself apart as a rapper. You know, obviously you're a believer, but you are a rapper. And so sometimes I think the label you were talking about that earlier, the label that people put on what you do, put on your art, put it on your ministry, you know. And so you're known as a rapper, but you're also an author. Would you consider yourself a minister?
I think we all are. You know what I mean? I think, you know, ministry is where your feet are. You know what I mean? So where are your feet? If you work at a power plant, you know, you know, the word ministry means to serve.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So how are you serving people? When I was a creditor, I worked as a creditor. You know, I was calling people collecting money at a collections agency, but I looked at it as an opportunity to serve. So I wouldn't just call people and say, give me your money. I would call people and say, hey, man, let me tell you what credit is about. And I would try to teach them about credit and, you know, doing financial literacy over the phone. And then I would say, so, man, you know, if you want to pay on it, this is what I would do. And I was always at the top, you know, of the month of creditors, because I wasn't just calling people saying you need to pay your bill. I was educating people. I was serving people. Yeah. You know, it was a ministry. So, you know, that's all it comes down to. It's just serving people. So, yeah, absolutely.
Wow. So how do we, I gotta be honest, I have never heard an artist put it like that. And I think that that opens the door for you to do so much more. Do you feel that way?
Absolutely. You know, when you take it out of that box that I think a lot of us have it in, and you just see it as, man, it's service. It's, man, how can I serve people? You know, that's the aroma of Christ, is serving people. That's what gets people interested in like, man, what are you really all about? It's because you're just trying to find an opportunity to serve wherever your feet are. If you're an athlete, if you are, you know, you work a 9-to-5, whatever it is, you know, ministry is where your feet are.
Wow. Man, that is so, so cool. I gotta, you know, I'm wrapping this up, but I want to revisit Restoration, and I want people to get the whole, you know, the whole vibe of it, the whole picture of it, because it's not just in one space. It's not just in one medium. So as they see this idea, this vision of Restoration, what will they get? I know they're going to get the message of Restoration, right? But what will they get when they're watching the videos, when they're listening to the album, when they're reading the book? What will they get from that?
Yeah, I think, you know, people are going to get a sense of hope and a sense of peace. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what we're really trying to bring to people, is hope and peace, and letting people know that it exists, and that they can have life and outside of the circumstances and trials and tribulations that they've experienced. And so that's what I want for people, and that's what I'm hoping that they will get from these contributions.
Right. And I'm gonna ask you this. We went through a tumultuous year last year. Restoration in the world of racial reconciliation. The Bible says that we're called to the ministry of reconciliation. And you are an advocate, you are somewhat an ambassador into the evangelical church. Of the Black community at large. I don't know if that was what you meant to do, but we kind of made you that. You have their ear, you know, and when you have their ear, you speak to them, you speak truth to them, you know, like Paul says about Peter, he withstood him to his face, and you have withstood many leaders to their face, whether virtually or in person. So just speak about that reconciliation piece that you are a part of.
Yeah, well, you know, the idea of reconciliation is like when is bringing people back together, right? Yeah. And I think the problem is, in America, we've never been together. Mm. And that's a big piece that I need, you know, a lot of my white brothers and sisters to realize, is that, man, y'all have, you know, not wanted us to be. That's why we have a Black church and a white church to this day, because when we wanted to come to their churches, we were told we were not allowed to, right? Because of segregation.
Yeah.
So reconciliation is only going to happen if they start tearing down these structures and these walls that were built up to separate us. All we're trying to do is say, hey, y'all, look at these walls. And I think they're like, let's pretend those walls don't exist anymore. And I'm like, well, we can't pretend, because they do in so many ways.
Yeah.
So for us to truly be, you know, reconciled would give us the idea that once upon a time we was all together. The truth of the matter is, if we want to be real, we need to be conciled, right? Like, we need to be brought together for the first time,
right,
in a real way, in a healthy way, across the board. And so, you know, that only happens when the person who has the power decides to humble themselves and say, all right, let's change up some stuff.
And it's so interesting that the pandemic hadn't really done it. I thought the pandemic would kind of aid that effort. Were you a little disappointed to see that the division seemed like it got worse, even though we were in a pandemic, a global pandemic?
Well, I think it got worse because, you know, that's the nature. That's kind of what social media is built to do. Mm-hmm. It's built to segregate us in a lot of ways. And so now we're not just ethnically and racially segregated. We're politically segregated. And mm-hmm. so there's oftentimes Black Christians are progressive voters. It's not because we are looking at the policies necessarily that are not conservative, but we're looking at progressive in terms of, like, we want to move away from racism, move away from Jim Crow, move away from the civil rights era.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of our white Christian brothers and sisters vote conservative because in their minds they want to keep the sanctity of marriage and the Bible and, you know, the lives of the unborn and that. And it's not as if Blacks don't care about that. It's just that we're looking at the whole picture. And so I think we created more segregation because they have made it more political and not racial. So nowadays, when you bring up racial issues, they say you're being political. And so it's a tangled web. And I personally believe that it's going to take God using some powers that be even outside of our country to deal with some of the segregation, some of the separation we have going on.
Now, that's heavy right there when you talk about, you know, powers that be outside of the country, because that's what the United States is known for being, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know.
mm-hmm.
Wow.
Sometimes you got to be humbled. You know, when people tend to bond together when oppression comes, you know, you want to see Bloods and Crips become on one accord. Well, then let them both be cracked down upon by, you know, a stronger outside force. And I mean, that's generally what happens is people stop fighting each other when they have to fight a battle together.
Wow, man, that is heavy. And it wasn't the pandemic, unfortunately. So that means
exactly you would have thought.
Yeah,
you would have thought.
Wow, man, this has been so rich. You know what, Lecrae, you're from DFW, I'm here in Fort Worth, Texas. Man, I just have to tell you, man, I'm so proud to say, whenever we bring your name up, whenever your name is brought up, I can say that's a brother right there, right from the DFW area. I wanted to be a Screaming Eagle. I never made it to UNT. I thought I was going to be part of the 1 o'clock lab band, but I was at a JUCO, then I went overseas. So the Lord is good. But man, I'm so proud of everything you continue to do and leading where you're leading. Sometimes it's controversial, sometimes it's spot on. But you know, like you said in your song, say I won't and I will.
Yeah, right on. I never said I'm right all the time. I'm just raising questions that need to be answered.
Yes, sir. We appreciate it, man. And you're leading the conversation. Church Close 4 is in progress right now. Looking forward to that as well. Restoration, man. Keep doing what you're doing and keep leading us where we're leading. I want to ask you this, and you can choose to not answer it if you don't want to. The world right now is kind of beating up a homie, our other DFW homeboy, Kirk Franklin, right now.
You know,
it happened. It's been going on for years. Him and his son, it's in a strange relationship. It's tumultuous. But Kirk is our guy. Kirk has never presented himself to be perfect, you know, or something he's mm-hmm. not. Mm-hmm. And I think that worked to his credit, you know, because people say, hey, man, mm-hmm. all he said was, you know, he the reason God made grace, or, you know, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that mm-hmm. level of transparency actually helped him. So what would you say to people who may be trying to demonize or vilify Kirk in a situation like that when he needs grace, obviously?
Yeah, I mean, you know, first of all, it's kind of like it's a family affair, and we all have family affairs that, you know, are not meant for the world to peer into. We all need grace in the midst of those family affairs. Mm-hmm. But I think you hit the hammer on the head. You know what I'm saying? He's always presented himself as somebody who was perfect and had it together, but always as somebody who was saying, man, I need as much grace as you do. Mm-hmm. And I think I've seen the community rally around him, and it's very encouraging to see people rally around him in spite of, you know, all the circumstances that are going on in his family. So again, you know, it's not our business, you know, but it's been made public, and all we can do is pray for him and his son's relationship.
Good stuff, y'all. Lecrae, Reach Records, you still president of Reach Records, your co-founder. New music from Hovey, we've covered that story here in our outlet. You're on that album and on that record anyway. And so, man, again, all the good stuff you have going on, man, we are so glad that you took time today to talk to us and be part of the show today, man. Lecrae, everybody knows where to find you. I would say shout out your socials, but y'all know where to find him. He is everywhere. Is there anywhere you are that people don't know where to find you? If so, just tell us now.
I don't know. you know, wherever. I'm everywhere. I'm everywhere like the air, baby.
Ah, there it is, y'all. Lecrae, man, thank you so much for your time today. It's been good.
I appreciate you. Thank you again.
Yo, that's what's up. That was my interview. This concludes my interview with Lecrae. I hope you enjoyed what you heard today. Listen, reach out to him and let him know you heard him on Soul Prosper Radio on the record. Good stuff. Something that has stuck with me since I heard it, that he said it. He said, ministry is wherever your feet are. There we go. Ministry is wherever your feet are. So take that with you. Let that lead you. Let that thought kind of lead you as you go, because sometimes we kind of wait to get to places before we tap into ministry. But as he said, listen, ministry is wherever you are. And so some of us are, I hope, you know, when you heard that, I hope you're empowered to go ahead and do what God has given you to do wherever you are, whether it's on the clock, whether you're at work, whether it's in your home and your family. So, you know, just take that with you, man. Lecrae, his new project and books, he's doing so much with restoration this year. Such a powerful book and project. He's even got church clothes. I know y'all are huge fans of that. Those albums, a new album, a new volume is coming out. Church clothes, yeah. So yeah, man, he's Lecrae. You know, whenever you hear him, you know, it depends on who's talking about him. It's gonna be good or bad, but hey, he's a good dude, great dude, kingdom guy, and he's representing, holding up the banner of CHH, going into the mainstream marketplace with kingdom authority. Yeah, so that's it, man. He came on the show, talked to us, man. We had such a good time. As you heard already, share this interview with somebody. Do that for me. Share this interview with somebody. Let somebody know what we're talking about, that he was on, what we are talking about, the restoration, and so much other things. You know, most of the time you only hear what comes out in the news or stuff like that, but there's more to these artists than this, and so that's why we go on the record, so we can talk about things like that, the things that don't get covered in newspaper articles, the things that don't make those 1 to 2 minute blurbs during music breaks on the radio. All right, so yeah, thank y'all for listening. And as always, listen, we got more good music to go. You're going to hear from Lecrae before we end the show. Got other good music that I can't wait to share. Again, want to thank you so much for listening. This is On The Record, and I am Fred Willis. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today.
Hey, this is Cheryl Pepsi Riley, and you are listening to Soul Prosper Radio with Fred. Don't y'all touch that dial. There's some good stuff on here.
I swear that I just wanna quit, cause when it comes to this music stuff, I'm so over it. Since you brought me out that pit, it's like everything changed. It's like nobody really got here trying to rip your name. And it's a shame, cause when you do, they call you corny. But ask yourself what is turning up ever really done for me. Transform me or maybe help open my blind eyes to see. Nah, I just think these people want eloquent speech. But I beseech you, brother, listen to me and take heed. Cause dope rhymes and metaphors ain't really what these folk need. You leave his name out and you take away their chance to succeed. Jesus or nothing, what I'm screaming as I follow his lead, yeah.
When you lead the way, there's not a thing that can come in between us. Giving me faith so that I won't give up. Showing your love.
Whether they like it or not, I'm gon' keep chasing you. Cause when my days are through, I know that I'll be facing you. And you gon' need to say well done or depart. That's why I'm trying to make good music that's gon' touch people's heart. Do my part and tell the world about what you done for me. How you delivered me from addiction and sent your only son for me. He hung for me and didn't deserve it. Yeah, he was murdered and I committed that crime, but still got an innocent verdict. The love so perfect is really unexplainable, but brought me freedom that I always thought was unattainable. And that's why I'm available, willing to do whatever you need. Jesus or nothing, what I'm screaming as I follow your lead, yeah.
When you lead the way, there's not a thing that can come in between us. Giving me faith so that I won't give up. Showing your love.
Never give
What's going on, people? This is Lecrae. Right now, I am with Fred Willis and Soul Prosper Radio, the place to be.
Take the shackles off my feet so I can dance. I just want to praise you. I just want to praise you.
Shackles on my feet, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this all on me. Shackles on my feet, oh, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this all on me. Pray this all on
me. Let me go, let me go. I've been going through so much, I swear these people at my throat. That's on me, that's on mama's. On my mama, I can't take no more, so miss me with that drama. Get your commas, get your racks straight, get your facts straight. Hold me down, I rise up on her like the tax rate. Keep my past straight, never lack faith. God been working, they gon' have to hold me back, man. And tell them, you can pick a side if you wanna. You already know who I bro with. You don't want no problems with me. Get these shackles
on my feet, yeah, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. Pray this on me.
I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in the streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, 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 yeah.
Down for me, down for me. People love me, you was round for me. Round for me, all that bitterness and had to let it go. People talking down on me, I guess that's how it go. Let them know, that's on me, yeah. Shackles on my feet, you broke the hold and now I'm free, yeah. Even in the darkest times, you kept your light on me, yeah. Got the memo, read the message, found my purpose, found my method. Only L I took was lessons, tell them. You can pick a side if you wanna. You already know who I bro with. You don't want no problems with me. Get these shackles
on my feet, yeah, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. Pray this on me.
I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in the streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in the streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles on my feet, yeah, 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 yeah.
All right, that's it. We gotta go. Hopefully you've enjoyed the interview. Hopefully you've enjoyed this great music. Yes. Do this for me one more time if you've done it already. And if you have not done it, why you keep making me ask you this? But go tell somebody that Lecrae is on Soul Prosper Radio. Do that. If they missed the live show, if they missed it when we ran it, listen, you can check us out on Apple Podcasts. You can check us out on Spotify. You can check us out wherever podcasts are played and hosted. We are there doing good stuff, making good things happen. All right. Thank you guys so much for being part of the show today and listening and lending your support. I love y'all. And until next time,
It's profound, man. It's for real.
It's SP Radio.